helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of April 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just celebrated its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It has grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100 this summer. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. And we got the big omelet breakfast and open house coming up. And here's our friend telling you a little bit more about the omelet breakfast and open house this Sunday, April 27th.
Let's get excited for Camp Courageous. This Sunday, Camp Courageous will be hosting their annual omelet breakfast and open house in Monticello. Grab your family and friends and enjoy fresh, made-to-order omelets, sausage, and toast while supporting a great cause. Breakfast will be served from 8 until noon. While you're there, enjoy some great activities. Celebrate and support Camp Courageous in Monticello this Sunday from 8 until noon.
Camp Courageous has entertained many school groups. That's all part of our spring season. This past week, we've had groups out from Mid Prairie, East and West Elementary, Hazel Point Intermediate, Clayton Ridge Community Schools, Cardinal Community Schools, and Monticello Transition Center, along with many, many others. It's been a busy week and lots of campers. So exactly what we want to be doing here at Camp Courageous, and the weather has been beautiful. Last weekend was a respite care weekend, had a huge turnout. The theme was Superhero Spectacular, and we had all kinds of special characters come out and really put on quite a show at the campers. And the Easter Bunny was out here on Easter too, so a fun time. Our travel program headed down to Rock Island, Illinois, to the Heartbreak Hotel featuring the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. Campers had a great time there at Circuit 21. Right now, we have campers up in Green Bay for the NFL draft, all part of our travel program. If you want to know more about our travel program, you can check out campcourageous.org. Big event coming out a week from today. On May 3rd, we'll have the 18th annual Camp Courageous Hawkeye Spring Tailgate Party in Iowa City. This is a great time for campers to interact with the University of Iowa football team, Kirk Ferentz, and the whole gang down there. Starts out at 7:45 in the morning with a super breakfast put on by our good friends and board member Glenn Haskin and Molo Petroleum, along with R&H Prince. Campers get a bunch of freebies, t-shirts, you name it. They get to meet the players, play football against the players, tour the facilities. It's an incredible opportunity. You have to have reservations in advance. So if you'd like to have reservations, get a hold of me at the camp's phone number, 319-465-5916, or send me an email at cbecker@campcourageous.org. Once again, cbecker@campcourageous.org to go to the Big Hawkeye event a week from today, May 3rd. Anytime the campers aren't using the facilities, they're open and available for the general public. Onward Bank has been a regular renter of not only our barn, but also the Durgan facility, and they were out this past week for a little educational, and it was great to see Al Tubbs and Son Brig out here, and it was good to reminisce. I had the good fortune of knowing Al's dad, Ed, all part of Onward Bank, and great people, and we appreciate their support. This past week, we headed up north to see Arlene Thompson. Arlene's been a supporter of the camp for over 30 years, along with her husband, Wayne, who farmed up in that area. Great people, and Arlene collected Hummels. So about 6 years ago or so, she started giving the camp her Hummels, and we went up and collected the last 10 boxes of Hummels. And so She started collecting in 1971. It's a huge collection. If anybody's interested in purchasing that collection, then get a hold of me at cbecker@campcourageous.org. A big thank you to Arlene Thompson up around the Fayette, Maynard area for that great donation. Also, a big thank you to all those folks that came out last Saturday for Stuff the Bus. Had a great turnout here in Monticello at the Dollar Fresh, in Marion at the Hy-Vee, and also at the Hy-Vee on Mount Vernon Road. The remodeling project is completed with South Cabin. There's something to come and see this Sunday for our open house. A big thank you to all those folks that were involved in that, including Edwards Creative Ideas, who vinyled the whole inside. It is gorgeous. And we're just in the process of collecting money so we can buy bunk beds for that. If you want to buy a single bed, it's $250. Or if you want to buy a full bunk bed, it's $500. And we'll put your name and everything right on the bunk bed so the campers realized who provided that. Manchester Garage Sale continues to do extremely well. 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. Open Monday through Fridays from 9 to 4. Wednesdays from 9 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to the West Delaware School for coming out and volunteering out there. Our sympathy goes out to our good friend Bob Ganfield's family. Bob passed away about a week or so ago. A wonderful service for him and a great support of the camp. It won't be quite the same without him at this weekend's omelet breakfast and open house. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. Why don't you make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous this Sunday for the open house and omelet breakfast. We're going to start serving at 8 o'clock in the morning, go to 12 noon. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening today. Thank you.